For some time now, there have been some weaknesses in corporate governance in the financial sector, especially some of the state-owned banks, where there seem to be some political interference. You heard the situation where the finance minister has to approve a loan facility for a client of ADB. That is actually not part of good corporate governance. You also heard that the finance minister indicated a merger of NIB with ADB. So that is some targeted attempt to do some restructuring of those financial institutions. But the point is that ADB is a listed bank. ADB is also owned by many other shareholders, not only in government. Indeed, when you put the shareholding of other shareholders, whereas you may be having shareholding of non-state owners of the bank more than that of the government of Ghana. So that is what has been going on. So it is basically political interference and weakness in corporate governance in the bank. But as much as some other shareholders can come together to rescue the bank by acquiring it one way or the other, all this is must go in line with the Bank of Ghana Act and the Securities and Exchange Commission Act. The Bank of Ghana's Act requires that the Bank of Ghana must approve those arrangements before it can be allowed to happen. And beyond Bank of Ghana's acceptance or approval,
Professor Gatti said government is not changing the focus of ADB, which is specialized in agricultural financing. He said the situation seems to suggest that some nefarious hands are behind the merger. He blamed the development on the weak unions in the financial sector and asked them to wake up.